CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden addressing the graduates at West Point, the newly commissioned second lieutenants in the U.S. Army.
On your very first day at West Point, you raised your right hands and took an oath, not to a political party, not to a president, but to the Constitution of the United States of America, against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
He called them the world's most consequential fighting force. Holiday weekend has millions of people on the go. The TSA says it screened more people on Friday than any other day in its history, more than 2.95 million. Former President Donald Trump will address the Libertarian Party convention tonight in Washington, a day after independent Robert Kennedy Jr. did the same. Meanwhile, special counsel Jack Smith asking the judge overseeing the classified documents case to bar Trump from speaking out in ways that could endanger law enforcement. This is ABC News. Yesterday marked 2 years since the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and ABC's Alex Stone says the families of victims have introduced new lawsuits against a gun maker and some tech companies.
Represented by a lawyer who won a record amount of money in a settlement for Sandy Hook families, the loved ones of the victims in Uvalde are now suing Daniel Defense, the maker of the AR-15-style gun that was used in the attack. They're also suing the maker of the first-person shooter game Call of Duty and Meta, the parent company of Facebook. The lawsuit alleges the three companies groomed a generation of socially vulnerable young men to carry out violent video game fantasies. Alex Stone, ABC News.
19 students and two teachers were killed in the shooting. And a judge in New Mexico denied Alec Baldwin's claim to have his involuntary manslaughter charge dismissed ahead of his trial this summer following a 2021 movie set shooting. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to the greatest outdoor radio show in the entire state, Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Sitting alongside me is Danielle Fairman, and frequent flyer Mike Kretschmer is joining the crew tonight. We got a huge night. You're listening to us on your Civic Media stations, 13 stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. Man, there is so much to talk about. I cannot tell you how excited I am about today's show. Anya's in the studio running stuff as usual. And this, everybody thinks that spring into summer is not a great time to spend in the outdoors. And boy, are they mistaken.
Perfect time.
This
absolutely
is like
wonderful.
Turkey hunting. I've got Aiden Kennedy of the Kennedy Clan, our five loyal listeners out from Oconomowoc. He's literally sitting in my back 40 right now.
Is he?
Burning down the hours of his very last
day of turkey tag. I have to tell you, too, this is so crazy because this is a kid I took out for the first time ever turkey hunting, right?
That was last year, wasn't it?
Last year. Yep. Got a turkey last year. Got two turkeys last year, one in spring, one in fall. And he's out there on his first, and then he loved it so much, he went and got his, you know, his hunter safety. Woo. And this is his first solo hunt of his life.
It's his today. Solo hunt?
First, today.
He's going to do
Good
it.
For him.
He's going
to
do it.
He just texted me. He's
going
like,
to go all the
he's
way.
Like, I have he texted and he called. He's like, "Hey, dude," because he's like, "Dude, I see
voice.
Some like thunderstorms coming." I'm like, "They're not gonna be here till 8. Hang tight, man. Hang tight." Then he's like, "I gotta go. I gotta go. I see a Tom."
Aww.
I swear,
he's gonna do it.
Thunder like, chickens.
I know. Yeah. Thunder chicken, thunderstorms, and thunder chickens, baby. So he's sitting in my backyard right now for the first time ever. On a solo hunt, you know,
good
I
for
went
him.
Through all the gun safety stuff at first. I put the decoys out. I'm like, just sit. I gave him a box call. I'm like, do this every 20 minutes and see if there's any chance of something coming in. And he literally, he's got a time. He's like, it's about 60 yards. I said, well, if you feel comfortable, you know, he's got a modified choke in. So I'm like, you know,
yeah,
that's
a little,
30
that's a
yards-ish
yeah.
probably.
Yep.
So I am just hoping beyond hope that Aiden gets
oh, that would be perfect during the show.
Could you
that's
imagine?
Awesome.
Oh, he calls. If he calls, we have to pick him up.
We have
speak
to put him on
that.
For sure. And he's out there, and I just texted him, do you still see the turkey? He was still pretty far away, but now just lost him. He may be getting closer.
Yes.
He just texted me.
Snaking through
that.
The weeds or something.
I said, because he called me, he's like, I said, did you see anything but the storm clouds? He's like, there was a turkey, like, he's like, on the other end of the field. I'm like, stop talking so loud. Those things are, I mean, they're like, mm-hmm. they will slide in. Like, you talk about
into
a turkey.
Someone's DM.
They'll slide into your DMs. Like, you will never know. You stole a joke right from under me, Danielle.
Welcome
I'm
to 2024.
Slide into your DMs. I'm like, just chill. I'm like, stop talking. Text me. Stop talking. And then while he's on the phone, he's like 60 yards, 50 yards. I'm like, just be quiet. Do not move. Don't call if you see him 50 yards away. Just let him work those decoys. So he just said, I think he might be getting closer. There's a little lump in the field that he might not be able to see him behind.
Is he in a ground blind?
He's in a ground blind.
So that's going to disappear tonight probably with the weather.
Well, you
can go out and pick it up.
Well,
you know,
when
he
he's done,
he can do that.
When he's done, he's got to put the ground blind away and put the decoys away.
Okay. He's got it.
Be responsible.
And be responsible. Young first hunter, I told him, as soon as the hunt's over, the first thing you do is you keep that barrel away from you, take your shells out of the gun, keep it on safety. Keep your magazine open. You know,
he knows
oh
it.
My gosh. I'm so jacked. Am I aging like years in a couple months here? I don't think she's got the glamour filter on because these bags under my eyes, I mean, like they are ready for the airport. I'm not even joking.
Well, you just got
I could
back
come
from
in
the
and
airport.
Put the beauty filter on.
Yeah,
if you
I would
like.
Love the beauty filter.
Aww.
I mean, this much handsome is very difficult to come. But to contain, but I'm telling you what, I feel tired.
Why
I'm so
tired?
I just got back from Florida. So I had my turkey tag and I had my fan out. I was creeping through some grass that was like 5 feet tall and I was angling the turkey fan above me. And there was
that
turkeys in the next field over. It was the same property, Daniel. The same property we killed yours on.
We still have not talked
about
my
turkey.
And all of a
sudden, I'm sitting there. I'm on my stomach. The grass is over my head. I got the fan above my head, and two toms are in front of me, like 10 feet in front of me. Now I'm like, what do I do? I had the fan in both hands, and the gun was on the ground.
You need to bust out the atlatl.
The atlatl? Yeah.
The atlatl.
Is that legal? I don't think it's legal to kill those with an atlatl.
Why wouldn't it be legal?
That would be
with an atlatl?
Dude, we got to see if you could totally do that. You know how many people try to catch
you
them?
You can't kill a turkey with an atlatl in
with
Wisconsin.
A machete?
Okay, first of all, an atlatl.
What is
for
that?
Those of
I thought
you
it was
who
an
don't,
I don't know what that is.
It's not
an atlatl.
An atlatl.
It's
an African. You describe it, Danielle. Because
so I'm not going to describe it the way he's going to describe it because I have a lot more enthusiasm. It's a long, long. I call it a ladle. A very long ladle, about 3 feet, 4 feet long. It's like the handle. Mm-hmm. Then it has like a little groove, the ladle part. And it holds on.
Now you are making stuff
no,
up.
No, I'm not.
The ladle part.
The ladle.
It's
okay.
not called
ladle.
The ladle.
Exactly.
It's an
more enthusiasm than
you. Are
you.
Out of your
and
mind.
It's a long arrow.
You're absolutely
and you put it
out
there and you just
mind.
Chuck it. You got to really? Aim
okay.
perfectly.
I'll so
Google.
Picture,
Google.
Picture like a lacrosse
long
stick.
Ladle.
Yep.
Okay.
Ladle.
So there's a lacrosse. It's like a long lacrosse stick.
Yep.
Or Hi-Li, if you've ever watched that. And it's got something on the end of it that you fling with it. It's
okay.
like an old school slingshot, kind of. But you fling something off the end of it. And
is it like an arrow or a rock?
No, no, I'm not. Arrow. I don't remember. It's an arrow. Yeah, it's an arrow. It is an arrow. You know, that might be considered
long...
archery.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, why? Okay. You want to talk about going off the rails? That's what this show does. We go off the rails. We're talking about an atladdle, and she's calling it an
atladdle
because she thinks
A-T-L-A-T-L.
You literally think it's called that because it looks like a ladle, like a soup ladle. Oh my gosh.
Hey, you chose to be friends with me.
Hey, back to the plan.
I want to be clear. That was a great choice on my part.
Thank you.
So.
You can build your own atlatl.
Yeah, well, I think you should do that.
I think a machete would be cool.
I don't know. We talked about this.
See?
You know, when Chad Belding and The Foul Life was in town, we were doing the Travel Wisconsin stuff. We were talking about, I'm a true believer, if they have tags and they issue tags, you should be
able got a deer
to
with
harvest an animal in whatever way you choose, as long as it's an ethical way to quickly kill an animal because you don't want them to suffer, I think it should be legal. I don't understand why we limit. I don't understand why you can't use a 45 410 handgun to harvest a turkey. I mean, you can use a 410 shotgun with an 18-inch barrel, but you can't use a 7-inch barrel. That doesn't make sense to me. So if you want to atlatl turkey hunt, you should be able to.
I mean, people are shooting them with regular 410s. At a,
I know,
a fair distance.
All the time. And now with the TSS. We got more
so
facts
as,
about the atlatl.
As
5 minutes
the
left,
Wisconsin
Ned.
DNR.
Can you do this in 5 minutes?
In Wisconsin, the atlatl is not recognized as an effective hunting tool. However, some hunters want to incorporate the ancient tool in modern legalized hunting.
Wow. I can't believe you found that.
And it relates to us.
And it relates to our conversation.
What?
Yeah, it works.
Thank you.
Google okay. Nowadays, I tell you.
You know why today's show? So I got back from Florida. I was down. I literally had the Foul Life crew in town. Then the next day, the very next, and we hunted zone 2 for my tag on the morning that I took him to the airport, and nothing. We saw one hen turkey. We didn't get any action. Mm. And then I took him to the airport, and I literally went back and sat at the spot I was. I brought my computer, did my work from the blind. I love doing that. You know, why not? If you've got a tag, sit out there. Because you know what is the number one thing that kills turkeys?
Patience.
Patience is the number one thing that kills turkeys.
I was going to say
shotguns.
Which
I lack thereof.
No, patience.
Or atlatls.
Come on, it's metaphoric, Mike.
I was
going to
say shotguns, but...
Not
my atlatl.
Patience.
Not
atlatls. That's for sure.
Atlatl. The atlatl.
Yeah. You know what I did? Guess what I did
Danielle,
real quick.
Danielle, were you drinking before the show again?
Yeah, delicious. Celsius.
Cellulitis.
Guess what's the first thing I did in 23 years?
Drank.
Not turkey hunted this year.
Why?
Because he was traveling to food festivals. That's why.
I did a lot of food festivals. But
yeah, but that's fun.
No, but I
food's my
didn't
favorite
even buy
dish.
My turkey tags. Brady shot one. Finley wasn't really into it. And
if I wasn't so
I didn't do it.
In love with food,
I was going to say Rebecca, but okay.
As fat as I am. So that's
I know.
Just all that.
I mean,
I'm really working on it, though. I've
you do look
like,
actually really good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well,
even without the glamour filter?
Yeah, without the glam filter.
We
got a little scruff going there, a little gray,
though.
We are
now in an age where a man can say that to another man, and that's just fine, but a man cannot say that to a woman.
Yeah, that's a valid
point.
That
is very strange to me.
My wife would be like,
opposite,
I'd get a text in 10 minutes, you know?
What did you say?
What did you say to Joel?
Felt like
don't worry,
in the forest.
I said it to Joel. It's fine. So I went to Florida Thursday. Saturday went gator hunting and had a guy down there from up here. He's never killed a gator before. Had the time of our lives down there with Keith Parlier. Got a chance to hang out with my good buddy G. Vandenschlager, and she owns Trailer Park Rich, which is an awesome company, clothing company, and it really fits the entire motif of like Wisconsin hunters and Florida hunters. Are you hey man, what are you rich? No, man, I'm trailer park rich, which is like it's this genre of being able to afford or at least prioritizing spending money on the things you love, you know, and it's just, I mean, there's a ton of trailer parks in Wisconsin and down in Florida, but to me, it means like embracing the outdoors, you know, because look, there's not a one of us sitting at this table who hasn't spent money on a firearm that we shouldn't have at the time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
I brought home some taxidermy today, and I walked in the door with a sable and from Africa, and my wife just stood there and shook her head back and forth. She's like,
I can't help it.
That's like 3 weeks of, you know, dorm room rent for your daughter at college. And then I felt bad for about 30 seconds.
And they looked at it like, that's all right.
But one of the cool things is that Genevieve with Trailer Park Rich down in Florida, she is really well connected down there and connected with Kyle Kaminsky, whose song Red, White, and Blue Collar Broke is breaking out. And you heard a little bit of it on the bumper. When we come back from the break, we're going to debut his song on 13 civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. We're going to debut the song Blue Collar Broke, which I think is just awesome. I can't stop singing it myself. And we're going to have Kyle Kaminsky on the air with us. He's StreamYarding in. I'm so excited about it.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, stick around. There's a little bit of it. When we come back, you're going to hear the whole song and talk to Kyle. We're going to talk to G. It's going to be a great show. As always, the greatest outdoor radio show in the state. Woo-hoo! Raised in Wisco. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue kind of broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, the trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands. I'm in the south now, I-95, I'm headed southbound. Pack it up, let's ride. Blue collar broke boy, on my grind. I'm just a blue collar broke boy, on my grind. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Don't come easy, we're the workload big and we still love Jesus. Badlands, we American dream and it's the land of the free but slow joke keeps skiing.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. Raised in Wisco on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin. Tune in to
Civic. Oh, yeah?
I'm so excited
Civic
about
Media.
This next segment. I can't even speak correctly. Tune in to Civic Media for all your news, weather, and sports. Speaking of which, we got a little weather system. We got lots of weather systems moving into Wisconsin these days. Make sure
annoying.
That you stay
like
safe
it.
During this tornado season. You know what's annoying to me about it is that it disrupts turkey hunting.
Oh, I was going to say
work.
More. I was going to say, well, yeah, for you, but me mowing my lawn 2 times in a week.
Yeah,
growing
well, that late. Is irritating as well. We got a wedding we're planning in our backyard, which is... All right, folks, we're going to do something that we haven't done on the show, which I'm super jacked about. We're going to debut a song by a country music artist, Kyle Zeminski. Remember that name because you're hearing it first here. You're going to hear the song first here on all your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. And when he becomes popular and he's selling out stadiums across the United States,
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first, and we are going to have backstage passes.
Yes,
I'm
we
not
are,
sure.
Right?
I haven't completely worked that out yet, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to work that out. And when we hear, so we're going to play the whole song. When we come back from that, we're going to talk with Kyle about where this song came from, what it means, and how it really, I'll tell you what, I can't stop singing it. And I just think it really gets to the heart of everybody who loves the outdoors and works their ass off to be able to enjoy it. I can say that, Danielle. This is 2024. Anya's
did
nodding.
Did Anya say okay?
Anya's nodding
she
instead of cursing.
She is the
end-all
be-all.
So.
She can tell us what to do.
All right. We got Kyle Kaminsky, and this is his world debut of Blue Collar Broke.
Woo! Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. To the Badlands. Yeah, every trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands. I'm in the south now, I-95, I'm headed southbound. Pack it up, let's ride. Blue collar broke boy, on my grind. I'm just a blue collar broke boy, on my grind. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Badlands. Yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands.
Oh man, that song is so good.
I love that. I feel like it relates to everybody so perfectly. Especially me, too, being all blue collar, to you, to everybody.
Oh, my gosh. That song is so good.
Fantastic.
I cannot stop singing it. And that was the world debut of Blue Collar Broke by Kyle Kaminsky. And I'm telling this is so cool to have a radio show, Danielle, isn't it?
It is.
To
it
be able
really,
to do
really
stuff
is.
Like this. I mean, where else could you do stuff like that? Blue Collar Broke. We're going to have Kyle Kaminsky is joining us via StreamYard. He's a Southern guy. Florida, living that trailer park rich lifestyle. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kyle.
Man, that song is just, up, that guys? Is awesome.
That was really good. I like
awesome,
that a lot.
Dude.
I really appreciate that. Thank you guys for having me on the show. It means a lot.
I mean, we got 2 minutes till the first break, so we're going to go into the next segment with you and talk for a while about this. But just before we go to the first break here, what on earth inspired you? Where did that come from? I mean, that song, that goes right into the heart and soul
it does.
Of anybody who's been in the outdoors and who's struggled, you know, for cash and taking care of their family. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of a crazy story. I put out my first country song in February, and it was called Vero Beach, and it was kind of on the same hard struggle, working type song. And I put it out. It was my first one, and it did really well. It started doing a lot of numbers in the first couple of days. And then G reached out to me on Facebook because she heard the song and said that she would like me to, you know, pick up some of her clothing for Trailer Park Rich. And so we met up, and we were talking, and she said that she had an idea for a song for me. And a lot of people have told me that. A lot of people have said I have an idea for the song, but it's never been anything that I really liked or thought I could work with. But she told me, she's like, the meat of the song is Red, White, and Blue Collar Broke. As soon as she said that, I was like, wow, that fits. Like, that's perfect. That's me all the way right now.
And that's Americana. That is Americana to the hilt. We got to go into the break already. When we come back, Kyle Kaminsky, you're going to hear Blue Collar Broke on the bumpers. We're going to talk to G. Vandenslager. She's going to talk about where she got the idea for Blue Collar Broke and how they came together in a collab. You're listening. See why this is the greatest outdoor radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman, Mike Kretschmer are at my side. We'll be right back.
My ear, red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Yeah, we red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Every trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands. I'm in the South now, I-95, I'm headed southbound. Pack it up, let's ride. Blue collar broke boy, on my grind. I'm just a blue collar broke boy, on my grind. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Every trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden addressing the graduates at West Point, the newly commissioned second lieutenants in the U.S. Army.
On your very first day at West Point, you raised your right hands and took an oath, not to a political party, not to a president, but to the Constitution of the United States of America, against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
He called them the world's most consequential fighting force. Holiday weekend has millions of people on the go. The TSA says it screened more people on Friday than any other day in its history, more than 2.95 million. Former President Donald Trump will address the Libertarian Party convention tonight in Washington, a day after independent Robert Kennedy Jr. did the same. Meanwhile, special counsel Jack Smith asking the judge overseeing the classified documents case to bar Trump from speaking out in ways that could endanger law enforcement. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Like working in Fenway?
That was awesome, yeah. This is my first time. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment, you know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the 3-game series 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. On your Saturday, look for mostly sunny skies. It'll be breezy today with a high near 70 degrees and southwest winds up to 25 miles per hour. Breezy tonight, mostly cloudy, 51. For Sunday, showers are likely with a high near 64 and still on the breezy side.
It's 60 at our studios.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The fantastic Jane Matinaire of Matinaire on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday's Best of Up North News Radio, having to bail our fast-growing lawns, and how people who differ on abortion can have civil conversations.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Raising Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's at my side here. Mike Kretschmer's joining us in the studio today. And we debuted a national song that I think is going to be a hit. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind this song should be a hit.
Blue Collar Broke. It needs to be my ringtone.
It's so good.
It needs to be my ringtone.
Seriously, it's so good. I can see this song absolutely blowing up. You know, that's kind of what this industry is about. You know, you have connections in media, on radio, television. I meet these folks down there. They're good folks. They help me out. I got Trailer Park Rich Clothing.
I got Blue Collar Broke.
You got Blue Collar Broke, FAFO. But we're not going to say what that stands for because we don't need Anya beeping more stuff during our show. She's already got to beep a few things. But Kyle Kaminsky is the writer, the singer, the musician who put out Blue Collar Broke. And we've got him with us on StreamYard, and I'm so jacked to talk to him about it because there's a lot. Kyle, I'm so excited much. You're on the show. I cannot tell you what an awesome song that is. That it's got everything you need to be a hit song. It's got a hook. It's catchy. It's got a singable verse. Everything about it is fantastic. But I think what really grabs me the most, and guys, chime in the studio if you agree with me or disagree. What hits me the most is that this song really digs deep into the heart and soul of Americana right now. I mean, right, everything that sang that song, with gas prices as high as they are, with double the cost of eggs and groceries, and just trying to make it, but having this overwhelming sense of pride that still gets you to get out there and love being an American. Mm-hmm. I mean, that song just hits on all cylinders. And I mean, I'm almost getting a little choked up talking about it. For real. It is that, it's that deep.
The Badlands are anywhere. I mean,
and the Badlands are anywhere.
I mean, it's...
Badlands are supposed to be anywhere in America that make you feel like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. How I wrote the song.
So talk to me about, G. Vandenslager runs Trailer Park Rich, which is a clothing company that really kind of has those same roots as this song. She comes up with the idea, you know, I got a hook, blue collar broke. I think it's going to relate to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of take this and run. How did you conceive this song?
It was a phone call. She said, I have an idea for a song for you. And she told me the meat of it. I don't have a melody. I don't have any other lyrics, but I have red, white, and blue collar broke. I said, that's all I need right there. Pulled out my phone. After we got off the phone, I took my phone in my hand. And I wrote my verses on my notes. And I went to the studio and I laid it down that night. And then I sent it to her and she was like in tears. Like she loved it so much. She's like, this is exactly what I thought it could be. And I really, really liked the song, like enough to where I was like, well, let's do the clothing company. Let's put this all out together. Let's shoot the music video, the blue collar broke clothing, and let's just push this because that's exactly where America is right now. Like, I'm a blue collar worker. I work hard every day, sun up to sundown, and I don't have enough money.
Yep.
Same. Yeah. So, G, I want to talk to you for a second here. Where did this, I mean, this to me is very situational or relational to Trailer Park Rich, which is kind of, it's not just a saying and it's not just a shirt. It's an image. It goes to the heart of so many people who struggle to do what they enjoy and yet still understand that doing it in this country is the best place in the world to do it. How did you conceive of this and what made you contact Kyle in the first place?
So down here, we don't have a whole lot of people that quote unquote make it out or are doing really, really big things. It's a small town, tend to get tangled up in just working and trying to survive. And like Kyle said, he had started writing music and we had a couple mutual friends who thought, listen, you guys should collaborate here. And so I put a package together of some Trailer Park Rich stuff. He loved it. Started repping the brands, and I thought he would be perfect for the song. So I was a little shy because I've never written before. I don't really, music's not my thing, you know, at all. And I said, you know, I have this idea, Blue Collar Broke, and it's almost just a branch off of Trailer Park Rich, because even though my first house was a trailer, we've always been blue collar broke. You know, what a blue collar job is you're still broke. You know, you never really get out of that. So, and he works too. He does tree servicing. And so, I mean, he's right there with that. And when I gave him the song, it was just kind of like a spinoff of Trailer Park Rich, you know, for blue collar workers. And he took it and he did exactly what he said. He went and wrote it and sent it to me like 2 days later. And it was everything plus anything I could have even come up with in my mind. It literally did have me in tears. And I just knew, I was like, this was for you. This was meant to be. And so then we launched the brand and we've just been rocking out ever since.
And see, that's kind of perfect because you guys are down in Florida and I'm up here in Wisconsin, but that song resonates with me so perfectly because I grew up in a double wide for forever. And I'm now a blue collar worker. And surprisingly, I actually lived a few years in Florida as well. So it's kind of like perfect how it all goes together.
You forgot the broke part.
Well, oh, yes, I am broke. I am so broke.
I mean, I'm not digging. No pun intended, but we all are right now.
Broke.
Yeah, right.
Danielle is a heavy equipment operator. Yeah. Heavy equipment operator / radio host. And that, I'm going to tell you, and for me, you know, I was just in the swamps of Florida this weekend, chasing
Sounds
alligators and hunting alligators. And what is so unique to this country is that you could literally have a job in one area and have activities completely in the other. And I mean, my jobs, they range from, you know, sitting in a suit inside the Capitol to being in full camo. And believe me when I tell you, I feel much more comfortable in full camo, being in the swamp
or the
woods. And I think it does absolutely give everyone who listens to it something to relate to. I'm telling you, the key to this song is getting it in people's ears.
Yep, it's going to blow up. It's going to. It's such a good song. I cannot believe you wrote that in 2 days.
I know.
Some of these people I talk to in these big anthem songs are sometimes months. You know what I mean? That's crazy. And you did it on your own. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, very, very clearly, you know, I have a little bit of a history background in music. My kids always tease, yes, Dad, we know you were a music minor in college. Everybody knows I was a music minor in college. I can still play like Home Sweet Home on the piano. Just letting you know.
And you can sing halfway.
Thank you, Mike.
Halfway.
Thank you, Mike. Nice. There's like a bromance going on.
I haven't seen Joel in a couple days.
So romantic of you to say that. But, you know, it's very clear this guy, Kyle Kaminsky, has got some talent. This song's incredible. But, Kyle, we got about 7 minutes left in the segment here. I want to dig into, that's not a song that's just superficial and hits you one day. There's pain in that song. There's trial in that song. There's success in that song. There's love in that song. And there's even a little animosity in that song. Where did that come from? What kind of history do you have that you were able to pull that out and write that in 2 days? Because there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot to unpack in that song. And I feel like there's some history there that we may not know about. And if you feel comfortable talking about it, I'd love to know, because you don't just sit and write a song like that without having some history that's affecting you.
No, actually, that song, everything that's in that song came from exactly how I was feeling at that moment when I wrote it. I was talking about my everyday life, what I'm going through, that we're in hard times. Our country's in a state of hard times. Everything's so expensive. I just feel like I work all the time and I'm struggling to survive and take care of my kids. So I just kind of put that out there. Like, music's my diary. So whatever I feel, that's going to come out of me at that time. And that's exactly what came out there. I have a history of writing music before that song, and before the song I put out in February, I used to do rap music. And I toured the world, you know, doing rap shows for years when I was younger. And I kind of put up the music for a while. I wanted to get sober and start working with my hands and just really just grow up and become a man, because I'd just been running around doing shows, partying for so many years. And so I started working with my hands. I got sober. I started doing, you know, tree service, taking down trees, lumberjack and stuff. And my life just changed. And I kind of just adopted this blue collar country, hardworking lifestyle. And that's just how my music's coming out right now, because that's what I'm living.
Awesome.
It is awesome. But, mm-hmm. you know, you just gave, as a former television news reporter, you just gave me like 7,000 new questions to ask you.
Perfect.
So, I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard of the country music singer Aaron Lewis. Lewis wrote Country Boy, one of my favorite country artists out there. I hear your songs, and I hear your story, and I think, man, there are some parallels. You know, he was doing the Hollywood thing with the group Stained, had some hits there, and thought, it's time for me to go to my roots and find what my true self is, and that's the kind of music that I'm going to write, and that's what's going to hit. And I feel like, I mean, those are some life experiences you just unpacked right there. But and when you go through a period of, you know, using alcohol and or drugs, and then you decide to end that, those are two very distinct, different portions of your life. And I can tell you that because I haven't had a drink in 14 years myself. There was a point at which I stopped. And so my life fits into two categories, before that and after that.
Absolutely.
And that affects not only who you are, but the way you do things. I mean, it really does. Has that affected your musical writing, your skills? Has that affected the way you approach things?
I feel like I'm a better person now. I'm just, my character is built much more. I just feel like a better man now that I'm sober. And I think that now that I'm doing music clear-minded, because when I used to write music, I was never sober. I was under the influence of something at all times. So my music didn't really reflect who I truly was. Now that I'm sober, this is who I am.
Well, I don't think you could have done much better job than that song. And we've got another song. Do we have the other song, Anya, too? No, we don't. We don't have it yet. But we're gonna pull the other song, and we're gonna start using it in bumpers on future shows. And I'm gonna keep playing that song over and over until it becomes a hit for you. And
I feel like,
you know,
this is a hard hat sticker.
Hey, Kyle, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, I was just going to get to
that. Just so you guys know, my last name is Zeminski with a Z.
Why am I saying Kaminsky? I grew up with a kid named Kaminsky. Kyle Zeminski.
If you type in Kyle Zeminski on any music platform, anywhere, my music will pop up. I put out nine songs since February.
Oh, wow.
And we've done music videos to almost every single one. So if you type in Kyle Zeminski on YouTube or Spotify or Facebook or Apple Music or anywhere where you can find music, my stuff will come up.
Yep.
So that's Kyle Zeminski,
K-Y-L-E-Z-A-M-I-M-S-K-Y.
Okay. Never mind. Danielle, give that name again.
Kyle Zeminski.
It's not my day for spelling.
I feel like Kyle Zeminski could spell his own name, too.
Yeah, I feel like he could, too. But let's spell it. Make sure folks can find it. Go ahead, Danielle.
Z-I-M-I-N-S-K-Y.
Kyle K-Y-L-E-Z-I-M-I-N-S-K-Y, Kyle Zeminski. And, you know, when I met him, I was literally sitting across, he's 2,000 miles away from us right now. I was sitting across the table from him, next to him at a table at the Kilted Mermaid eating fondue the other day, and got to meet him. I'm telling you what, this guy's got star power. I'm not joking. Why are you laughing, Danielle?
Because I'm on social media.
Okay,
I found him in some tan overalls with no shirt on.
I thought we were all cracking up about the Kilted Mermaid, but here we are.
I mean, that was kind of funny too.
It's called the Kilted Mermaid. It's probably philosophically a little left of where I sit most of the time in the Kilted Mermaid. Just saying that, there's a lot of creative conversations going on in there. I felt a little blue collar broke while I was in there. But they do have this amazing fondue there. I'm telling you, it's very Gouda. And it was Gouda.
What?
There's my dad. Every show has to have a dad joke. Every show needs a dad joke. Oh, Danielle's laughing so hard she's hitting her head against the wall.
Why is the door kind of closed?
And I'm sitting next to Kyle, and I think this guy has got a quiet star power about him. And when this song hits and when his other songs hit, he's going to be a national sensation. I have that feeling. And I think G's going to be there supplying all of the Trailer Park Rich alongside of it. We're going to come back and we'll wrap it up with Kyle Zeminski and Blue Collar Broke and Genevieve Vandenslager.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But I'm trailer park rich, living double wide. I got 4 little boys and a beautiful wife. I guess I'm red, white, blue, collar bone.
Man, I'll tell you what. Welcome back to Raising Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's here. Mike Kretschmer's here. Kyle Zeminski is here, the writer, the singer, the musician who put together Blue Collar Broke. And that's a song we've been playing throughout the show on the bumpers. We did play the entire song. You can get that music at Kyle Ziminsky, Z-I-M-I-N-S-K-Y, on all your music platforms. And make sure you go out, subscribe, get that song. Let's make this guy world famous because he's got a story to tell. And his music is absolutely dynamite.
I mean, if he's doing tree work in Florida, you know he's a hard worker.
Oh, hell yeah.
That sounds exhausting.
I was down there. It was 97 to 102 no way. While I was
this
hunting.
Fat guy would be out of, yeah, it wouldn't be good.
I struggled.
You sweat it all off.
I sweat and sweat and sweat. And then we had one gator we were looking for, and we had a couple guys literally up to their neck in the hydrilla. Feeling around on the bottom
what?
Of the swamp for
Wait,
gators.
No.
Why?
Because we shot one and we wanted
I feel
to
like
find it.
They need to come noodling with me.
I feel like this is a step beyond noodling, Daniel.
Oh, that is no. I mean, a this hop, was, skip, and a jump here. Yeah,
none of
noodling.
That sounds fun to
Just
me.
Just take a look at this real quick.
None of that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my
no.
goodness.
No.
No way.
That is... That was the hugest Wisconsin accent I've ever heard, Kretschmer. No way. Yeah.
That this gives guy, me, like,
no.
Oh.
Point the phone towards me. I want to see.
Yeah, all right, hold on. This guy is literally in the swamp
no,
digging for gators.
Absolutely not.
Digging for alligators.
How tall is
with
he?
His
doesn't
feet.
Matter if he's 4 foot. He's still, nope.
Yeah. He's underwater.
He's jumping to stay above water.
Oh, yeah. No, he was treading water. He couldn't even feel the bottom. He was feeling around with his feet
this
to
is
see
horrifying.
If he could. Touched the alligator under the water.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is not the first time we've done this.
Why?
If you shoot a gator, they see. Okay.
They
alligators
sink.
Are neutrally buoyant. That means if they fill their air bladder, they come to the top. If they release the air from their air bladder, they go to the bottom. And if you shoot one and there's not a lot of air in the air bladder, they will go to the bottom. Well, we're not going to shoot an alligator and not do everything humanly possible
yeah,
to retrieve
course.
It. So we usually drag a treble on the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that doesn't work or we can't feel it, man, we'll get in there and feel around for the gator.
Nope.
You just really hope that he's dead at that point.
Or yes. not a 13-footer next to the one that's dead.
Well, you know... When they say gator-infested waters, that's what they're
oh,
talking
man.
About.
Yeah,
but it's very exciting. It's very exciting. When anybody, when you
nope.
are out there and anybody says, yeah, Joel's a wimp, man, you can
hey,
relate to
did
them.
Did you
hey,
get
wait,
in
wait,
there
wait, 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 wait.
Whoa, 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 don't you that, wait me.
That camera came from his phone in the boat.
Yeah. I was not, for the record.
I'll try
right?
I was drinking not. Drinking or eating, his
just
vegan fondue.
What?
Will you
oh,
eat
your
vegan fondue in there?
Yeah, sure. During the break, Genevieve told Danielle that one of the fondues that I was eating was actually vegan. It's not my fault. She ordered it. I was dipping steak into Wisconsin cheese, people.
Hey.
And that is the story I'm sticking with. I'm just
Was it
you.
Good?
It was actually. It
okay,
was
there
really
you go.
Good.
That's all that matters.
So the vegan version. So we had one. One was Gouda and Swiss, which was really good.
Mm.
And then the vegan one was actually, I liked it better. I don't know what kind of, how they make cheese out of vegan. I don't know how that works.
That's interesting.
Nor do I actually care because I don't
right. it was good.
Care if I, but it was
right.
really good.
It's usually made out of nuts, isn't it?
I don't know.
Vegan cheese? Well, not but not, not made out of vegans like you said. Which is what you said.
I did not say that. Did
you said, I don't know
that?
How they make cheese out of vegan. That's what you said. I will play it back.
Wow. Okay. That's like me when I tell people all of the meat I eat, all those animals are vegetarians.
Nuts such as cashews, macadamia, vegetable oils,
What's
and
What's the number one
oil.
Nut made in there?
Cashews.
Bless you. Dad joke
oh
number
my
two.
God.
All right.
Dad joke
really?
Number two for the show. I can't help myself. I'm a dad. What do you want? So the vegan cheese, whatever it was made. I mean, Anya's on it. I mean, we have to play trivia together sometime.
I would
I'm
love
telling
to.
You
I'm
that
very
because we're
trivia.
Good at trivia. And
I'm horrible at
the
trivia.
Vegan. Well, you can come and have beers.
Okay.
You know, that's fine. I'll drive.
Twist my arm. My arm hurts.
I'll drive. It is Wisconsin. You don't need to twist someone's arm to have them have beers. Red, yeah. White, and Blue Collar Broke, the song by Kyle Ziminsky. We debuted it on the show tonight. We got 3 minutes left. Kyle, thank you so much
yes,
for joining
you.
Us. I'm going to dip out early because I want Anya to play more a longer version of that song. Genevieve Vandenslager, who's got one of the most awesome clothing brands I've ever seen, Trailer Park Rich. I'm wearing it right now.
I know.
I'm
going to have to get some of that.
I love it. With the camo trailer on the back. That's my favorite one.
I do have a... Can we buy merchandise online? Like social media,
Facebook?
Gee,
why don't you tell us where we can find Trailer Park Rich online?
We are on all social media, but we also are trailerparkrich.com. The only one.
The only trailerparkrich.com.
I'm more particularly looking for like stickers for my hard hat.
You'll find them. You'll find all of them.
You got those?
It's all on there.
Awesome.
And you know what? Now that you said it, I'll get a package 2 days from now and she'll have it sent to me. So
yes, who will?
Kyle Zeminski. Blue Collar Broke, the most awesome next country hit song across the country, country crossover, Genevieve Vandenslager, Trailer Park Rich.
Blow it up.
I love it.
You've been listening
to
the greatest outdoor radio show in the state of Wisconsin, Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman, Mike Kretschmer. For all of us, here's Blue Collar Broke on the way out. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
But I'm Trailer Park Rich, living double wide. I got four little boys and a beautiful wife. I guess I'm red, white, blue, collar broke. I'm in the Badlands, where it don't come easy. Where the workload big and we still love Jesus. Badlands, we American dreaming. It's the land of the free, but slow Joe keeps scheming. Some hard times, that's what make a strong man. Yeah, we in some hard times, and this my anthem right here. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Yeah, we red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to